Hi, hi, hi. Welcome to Salty Housewife. I am your host, Rosanna Hicken. I am here today. We are going to have almost three-parter because we're going to be talking about Survivor, Vanderpump Rules, and then for the extra devoted Bravo fans who are making the journey to go on the Valley, which my sister said, no, she will not do.
Absolutely not.
We're going to talk about it very, very, very briefly. But I'm very lucky today. I have not one, but two Pesci siblings in the room with me.
Hi, hi, hi.
I have my brother, Christian. That's who that was, who, you know, edits my podcast for me. And then I have my sister, Ariana. And we are going to get into the inevitable Survivor episode. We knew it was coming. Thank gosh it finally happened. Banu is gone.
Peace.
Peace. But you saw my post on Salty Housewife, right?
He's an actor.
Christian doesn't think that's a big deal. He's like, oh, he could have done something else. And I said, I feel like everything he did on the show was fake now.
Now I think everything's fake. It's all the dramatic, the
like
drama.
Industry plant.
Well, it's either did Survivor know? Did CBS know? And I don't know if they planted him, but like, oh, that's kind of fun. Or did they have no idea because he says he's like an IT person and he happens to be doing these.
Is that what he says?
That's what his title is an IT analyst. His name is Banu Gopal, and it says, a skilled actor and dancer from India has made waves in the industry since moving to the United States in 2013.
If we're talking about actors, I mean, anybody can be an actor.
What has he been in?
I don't think it's anything that we know. You go ahead. Here you go. IMDb right there. Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody. He was a band member.
What?
Did you watch the Whitney Houston movie last year?
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's like he's been an extra in a bunch. So, but like, I think I don't know. It's just hard for me to not feel a little duped. Like, the falling to the ground.
Yeah, that's the only time I think that he was acting, because he starts begging Tiffany.
Yeah,
the second she says,
hard to watch.
I'm not changing my mind. He just gets up and he's like, all right.
Yeah, he is on the ground and Tiffany's like, I won't be doing this. But the episode before too, where he's at like the adventure and he's like, they say I'm a fool, and he falls to the ground. Like this, it's so over the top. I'm like, is this real? And is this maybe why you're acting, or are you putting on a show?
I think he's putting on a show. That was so hard to watch. It was a bad show.
But now he's gone.
I enjoyed it.
Of course you did. Well, the episode, this is Survivor episode 4. It's called Don't Touch the Oven, which I literally didn't understand why it was.
Don't Touch the Oven?
Don't Touch the Oven. Why was it called that? Don't Touch the Oven. I know.
In
okay.
The water.
Let's think about this whole episode. I'm like, what? Don't touch the oven.
Somebody's pregnant.
No, what? Christian. No. Okay, so the episode starts at Yanu. They were saved from not having to go to tribal because of Randon having to leave. And I'm sad for Randon. He had to leave Sika.
His name is Randon?
Randon. Yeah, not Brandon. My computer keeps trying to autocorrect to Brandon. It's Randon. Randon. But he's not here anymore, so it doesn't really matter. Also, what did you think about my idea about having people who have been medically evacuated coming back to play?
Yeah, it was like Bruce.
Yeah, but never Bruce again.
I am a new fan, so I didn't know who you were talking about when you said someone came back and you didn't want him back.
Bruce.
That was last season.
That was last season.
But so I think if it's with him.
You're not really a new fan.
No, like this season, new fan.
This season, new fan.
I watched back in the day with our family, and I have not watched.
But you're going back and watching the good ones that we told you right?
I haven't yet.
Last season's one of the best new ones.
Yeah. I'm on my journey to rewatch Suits right now.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'm a new this season fan.
Okay. Bruce left last two seasons ago.
Paging all single bachelors out there.
Stop. Stop. What? Stop.
Season 43. So we're on 45 right now or 46? Sorry.
46.
We're on 46. Season 44, Bruce was there on the first day and they had to do like a challenge to get supplies and he smacked his head.
No, so you have to go underneath a log and
he smacked his
head first into a log
and was bleeding immediately and had to be kicked out the first day. But then he comes back the next season and acts like he had played already a full Survivor. You know, when I was here last time and everyone's like, you were here for 6 hours. And
it was the first day.
It was the first. It was before they even went to their camps. And so for him to be like, come in here and be like, I'm so seasoned. Everybody was like, Bruce. Okay, so I don't want Bruce to come back.
I think if you get checked out medically and it's still the same day, you should come back.
Well, so they were talking about it might be like an insurance thing. Because on Survivor Australia, you can. You can leave, go get medically checked out, make sure you're okay, and you can come back. But maybe the United States is a little different.
He didn't seem injured, and he didn't seem to care that much.
Brandon?
Yeah.
He sat out of the challenge, which I felt like said a lot.
Well, it doesn't matter. He's gone. Okay. So
there were other things said in the last episode that I don't appreciate.
What?
Something was brought up that made me uncomfortable.
What was it? What? What was it?
Did you listen?
He edits it, but he doesn't listen to the whole thing.
Rosanna, I can't. Never mind. I think she made a friend really uncomfortable.
No. Okay. Are you talking about when I said I pray for you at 11:11 every day?
Yes, I did. I heard that.
Okay. I will.
I said retweet.
What I will say is it makes me look like the psycho. It doesn't make you look bad. It makes me look like a psycho. But I will say I have probably had 8 friends text me this week at 11:11 praying for Ari.
No.
And a couple random followers. Pray for your sister. And I said, thank you so much, who am I? I didn't even send an alarm. It just happened.
Okay, sure.
I just keep finding it. Okay, all right. I'm so sorry. I am very sorry. I am so sorry.
Moving on.
Okay, let's get back to the show. Okay, so Yanu, they're stoked. They didn't have to go to tribal. And then Kenzie's gone, and Banu is like, hey, by the way, guys, when I was on the adventure, I told them everything. Yeah. I told Ben and Liz everything. And Tiff and Q are like so pissed. Like, what? And he said he wanted to be honest with the tribe. And they were like, you could have just said that we all get along. Instead, you pointed out that Tiff and Q are close and that Kenzie is the mastermind. And they immediately are just pissed.
Well, he thought he was going home. So he's like, I don't care.
Yeah. He does.
Yeah.
He said he wanted to be honest with his tribe. But then he's back on like praying on the sand. And Q is like, I'm over this.
He's gone.
I'm tired of him praying on the sand. I'm not doing this. So then we're quick. But as soon as I saw purple again, first, whatever tribe you see first, you know.
Yeah, I was looking out for that this time because you mentioned that in another episode. Yeah. And we did get more time with the other tribes.
Yeah. And thank gosh it's 90 minutes, not 2 hours. 90 minutes is way better than 2 hours. Yeah. So then they all get a clue. All three teams get a clue that there's a food reward challenge coming. And I said, yes, bless up. We have 2 challenges, a food reward, a challenge, and a immunity challenge. And so at SIGA, they're talking about it. Did you guys look at poor Mariah's face?
A chapped lips? She did scrape her face on a challenge.
Oh, she did?
Like 2 challenges ago.
Oh, it's looking rough.
But then I think she got sunburn.
Do they give them sunscreen? What's the UV?
What's the point of the name being Survivor?
Well, no. I heard that they do sunscreen because I know some of the redheaded fairer people have talked about getting sunscreen. I feel like you have to have some basic safety.
Yeah.
And maybe that includes chapstick.
Should be one of those.
You ever been to the beach?
Do they have toothpaste?
No, they don't get to brush teeth. So they're always brushing their teeth with bamboo.
It's Survivor, guys. Well, why are you trying to?
I'm a new fan. I'm just asking questions.
I would absolutely die without chapstick. Yeah. I'm going to tell you that. That would be my hardest, chapstick and Diet Coke. All right, poor thing. And then we're at SIGA still, and Maria spots the Beware advantage that Jem hid after she found it. She was trying to trick him, and she did. And all these idiots dig up under the hole.
Ants.
Yes, there's ants, and they dig up almost the entire tree.
Confession.
Yeah.
I don't like that tribe.
SIGA at all?
No. I like Charlie.
I think they're kind of boring. I just am not invested in them. No. I didn't remember who Tim was.
Oh, yeah.
I like Tim.
I didn't remember who he was until he couldn't get the buoy.
They're one challenge loss away from being the next Yanu.
I think.
Yeah, but
they are very dysfunctional.
I want to see how they behave at a
trial. Yeah. Well, they're already kind of planting seeds. They're like, I think Tim is the one who planned it. And Jem's like, yeah, girl, go with it.
Because they're still playing, but they don't really have to do anything.
No, nobody has to do anything. It's been 10 days of free bliss. Yeah. And they're all going to make the merge, even though some of them didn't deserve to, because Yanu can't get it together.
I have questions about that, but we can get to that.
Okay, here we go. Okay, so they get to the reward challenge. Jeff tells them all about Randon leaving. They're all like clapping for Yanu that they didn't lose somebody. And I said, I'm so happy that there's a reward challenge because I want them to be 2 different challenges. We have them playing for like 10 fish if they win and five fish if they get second place. And Q says it like briefly on his breath. He's like, we're going to have to swap out this win because they don't even have the basics. So they have to canoe to a buoy to get keys on the buoy. And then I said, I always forget Tim's name until Jeff is yelling because Tim jumps on this buoy and it keeps capsizing. And that's how I remembered who Tim's name was because Jeff said it 15 times. Tim can't get up, whatever that thing. I said, no shade. I just forgot who he was. Then you have to get your rings. You have to unlock something. I don't even remember. Then you have to boat in, lock your boat on the sand, and then get your rings off of this tall pole. And then, then Yanu and Nami got it pretty fast. And it's the first time Yanu's ever been in the lead for anything. But you had to, like, throw your ring up, and Maria can't get it.
No.
And it
think about her arms sad. Shaking, how tired you would be, the pressure.
I know. But
poor girl. Christian? You disagree?
I think, so they fail the challenge.
Yeah, they lose.
And it's because of her.
Yeah.
But then everybody's like, oh, no, it's okay, Maria.
I know. Charlie is being very sweet.
Yeah, and it's nice. It's a nice moment. But then she get, and then at the end, she's crying. And she's getting all this praise for like, oh, you tried your best. And she goes, yeah, like, I got it eventually. I did do it, actually. I'm actually good, actually.
Yeah.
Well, and they're all acting like, that way because it wasn't an immunity challenge.
I know, but it was still
they could have used those fishes.
I wanted all of them to lose.
Charlie kept saying, you've got tons of time. And I thought, do you? Because Yanu was basically done. They finished fast. And they finished first.
Kumbaya.
They are very kumbaya now.
And Nami isn't. They were just competitive.
I am a big Nami fan. Yeah. But mostly because I love Tevin.
He's Tevin and Hunter's relationship.
Mm-hmm. And you know who else likes Hunter? Jeff. Yep. Jeff is obsessed with Hunter. Big, big man crush on Hunter.
Hunter doesn't do it. He just plays the game.
Yeah, he loves him. He loves him. Yanu wins the first challenge, and Ben is sitting out this challenge, Siga, and he's screaming, it's not your mindset, it's your grind set. And I thought,
didn't hear that.
So stupid. Why did he say that?
Also, is his head a little too big for his body?
Christian.
I noticed that. Like when he's not wearing his bandana.
Oh, Christian.
His head's just kind of there.
No, but did you notice that they're covering up his tattoo?
What is it?
So our friends, Chris and Casey, our friends, they watch Survivor as well. Our group text thread is called Survivor Crew. It used to be called Batch Crew, but nobody watches Bachelor anymore.
Take it back because this was the best season of The Bachelor we've had in a long time.
I will go back and watch it, but we haven't watched it for years. Joey. We used to have like score sheets and brackets and top fives. And anyway, so now Survivor. They said they got on Reddit.
You
and
love sports.
We do love sports.
We do still love sports.
Take that back.
But we also love Survivor.
Who's number one in the bracket
I
right
don't
now,
like
in the group?
Sports betting. I don't like losing money. I don't like losing money.
You just said you bet on Bachelor.
Oh, well, no, bet real like money. Not real money. Just like
who's
your
top
five? Yeah.
I'll cut this part.
He has to wear like a covered up on his tattoo, and I guess it's like a Motley Crue album cover.
Oh.
And they have to censor it out, the Survivor does. I don't know if it's like a copyright thing.
Oh, I think I know copyright. Why?
Because Motley Crue's like, I don't know. But well, that's what it is. Like Reddit found it, of course, because Reddit can find anything. And it's like a Motley Crue, and Chris and Casey told us last night.
Looking at all their album covers.
It's like a head. It's like holding a head. This is what it looks like right here.
Wait, let me see.
This.
Oh.
They had to cover that up?
They had to cover this up.
Well, hold on. Let me see that.
He's holding like heads with like a sword.
That's a scythe.
A what?
Oh.
A what? And she said, Reddit says it's the Motley Crue mascot and they think it's a copyright issue. A scythe? Is that the name of the sword?
Scythe.
It's scythe?
Let's be real time.
It's what the Grim Reaper does.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Back. Can we get back in focus? Oh, anyway. Siga, that's where we are. Okay. So they lose. Yanu has to trade their fish for a tarp and a toolkit because they don't even have those basic things. Then we go back to Nami for a second, and I thought this was very sweet. Tevin's talking about why he wants to clean the fish because he used to do it with his dad, and then his dad passed away, and I was like, oh, I love Tevin. And also, Liz, who doesn't need the money, says she's allergic to all the fruit and the coconut on the island.
Just quit.
Why would you sign up for the show if you can't even eat coconut?
Yeah, she had mentioned that in like the first episode.
How is she
everything
alive?
She was allergic to. What has she been eating? Do they have rice?
Well, they have a little bit of rice. They have a little bit of rice. And so she's not eating like the mango.
Survivor.
I don't know what she, I don't know why she signed up. I'm just going to say that. Why would you sign up if you can't eat anything? But I just wrote, I love Tevin. I love Tevin. I can't help it. I love him. I love him. Okay. So now we're back to Yanu. And Krishna, show me what a scythe is.
Scythe. It's a farming tool.
Oh, okay. And the Grim Reaper holds it. Okay. Q tells Bono he's going to train him to how to keep his mouth shut and how to be strategic.
Yeah.
And Bono.
It kind of works.
Kind of. He does like a role play with Q, but then he asks Kenzie if he can do it with her. And she's like, can you just give me 5 minutes to enjoy our win? And he's like, okay, I guess I'll go in the forest now. Yeah. I'm like, oh.
The drama.
He's so exhausting. He's exhausting. We're back to Siga. Siga, they're comforting Maria for not doing well in the challenge. And Charlie does say, I don't like this group idol search. It feels very like kumbaya when it's not going to be. And Maria and Mariah on the same team. Mariah thinks Tim planted the advantage there. And Jem's like, yep, let's run with Tim. Let's go. We get a little bit of like, talking about play at NAMI because Soda's talking to a lot of people and Tevin's not having it. And he said she's way too social and she's playing him. And he talks to Hunter, like you were saying, and they say they need to stay strong and they need to focus on Soda because they're both very aware that like...
Yeah, Hunter admits it. He's like, I am closer to Tevin and I don't... Are you answering that?
Is that a phone call?
We can't talk.
We're busy. We're recording.
Because I love you so much.
I'll call you right back.
Bye.
Yeah, Hunter says, I realize Tevin is my closest ally, mm-hmm. and if he gets close to Soda, Soda's going to try to pull him away, so I might as well just throw all in on Soda.
Yeah, and Liz says Soda is the one to beat. She's like, if we get to the merge with her, she's going to go all the way.
Did you guys hear her singing? She's got a great voice.
Oh, I loved it. She and Tevin were harmonizing, yeah. Hunter didn't look happy, but no. I loved it.
They were good.
Yeah, and...
Liz has probably been to.
Don't say whatever you're going to say. Moving on.
Well, someone said Soda's got a go-to. I think it was Tevin. Oh, I love him. I love him so much. We get a little moment where they get the clue for the next challenge and they're talking about jumping. So Mariah has to jump.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I said, she is me and I am her.
No, I can jump higher than that.
Wait till we go downstairs. No, I'm going to show you.
Did
you notice? She didn't get off the ground. She just threw her legs backwards.
They went behind her every time.
Poor thing. It's so bad. It's really bad.
How do you survive?
Well, you didn't even really need to jump on this challenge. I don't know why.
No, you didn't. Well, you had to jump off of it.
Okay, jumping off is different. Jumping off is very different. Oh, okay, so we get to the nudity challenge. Yes, they have to jump off a big block, get up a net, jump to the next landing spot. Then they have to dive down to cut buoys, then bring the buoys to the platform, and everybody on the team has to do it. And I wrote, Jeff's crush has never been more apparent on Hunter because Hunter jumps from one block almost all the way to the other. And Jeff's like, whoa, there's Hunter making it almost all the way. I'm like, Jeff, like it's his golden boy. He loves him.
That's how you do it.
Yeah. Every person on your team has to go. Of course, Bono messes up. Yeah. And doesn't realize he has to
jump around the block.
Yeah. And Jeff's like, you got to go back and dive in, Bono.
I got a question about that. Do they watch people run through the course?
I think they do.
Because whenever he's explaining the rules, they don't even like look like they're focusing.
Either they go into more detail when they're not showing it on filming, or they have people do like a trial run. But I think because it all looks so nice, they probably just go into detail about it. Or maybe they watch a video of the people who did it before. I have no idea. Somebody on the team tell us. The team is set back because Bono doesn't realize he has to dive in. And Charlie yells, Taylor Swift, as he jumps in. And I said, I need that.
Took me out of the Charlie fandom.
I said, I need that to not be a thing. I love Taylor as much as the next person. Love her so much, but let's not make.
We had enough of her in the NFL. The Chiefs won the Super Bowl.
We didn't have enough of her.
We love her. Okay, well, but Charlie making it a
Cincinnati
thing.
Cincinnati Bengals fans, we're not happy that the Chiefs won the Super Bowl.
That's true. That part, regardless of if Taylor's there or not. I love Taylor, but Yanu loses again. because Golden Boy Hunter just bam, 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 all three of those buoys right onto the nets. It's
and he made
every single one, yeah. I think. Q is a professional athlete.
Yeah.
Well, he plays football. He doesn't play basketball.
I know, but Hunter like never played basketball. Slow.
Hunter went underhand, did granny shot.
He did. I'd be watching Hunter, and I would do it exactly like Hunter did it.
Yeah.
Well, Q was underwater when Hunter was going.
So who made it from the Green Tribe?
Oh, I don't even remember. I wasn't focusing on them. Because I think Green got it first.
Tim?
It was... No. Nami got it first.
Tim was in the water, I think, the balls back. The buoys
they
back.
Switched off, I think.
I don't remember, but it doesn't matter because freaking Yanu loses again. Yep. And everybody
because
knows.
Banu's trying to collect the buoys.
Yeah.
And he's just lollygagging.
I know. And it just is very apparent. We all know Banu's going home. We all know. And he's back at camp and he's crying and cursing God for putting him on Survivor. And it just is too much. And he's very well aware that it's time for him to go home. Mm-hmm. Like, we all know it's the end. And he drops on his knees to beg Tiffany to help him. And she's
couldn't believe that.
Get up. I'm not going to talk to you this way. She literally was like, I'm not going to. She's at the end of her rope. It was so annoying. She was annoyed. The world was annoyed by it.
I think I like Tiffany the most of that group.
Me too. I love Tiffany. I'm a big Tiffany fan. I hope that they use her to their advantage when they merge, which I don't know is happening next weekend because we didn't see anything like drop your buffs, like a merge, not even merge, like a tribe swap. Mm. They didn't say anything about that.
That was what my question was going to be. Do they make a new third tribe, or do they move all those three people to the other two tribes?
Sometimes they do two tribes. Sometimes they go back to three. So right now, if after Banu's gone, that's 4-5. So you're down to 14 people. So they could do two tribes of seven.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't do three equal tribes. So they would do it, but they didn't show that. So I don't know if that's what they're going to do.
They didn't tease it, but
they could still do it.
Could they keep playing as three people?
Yeah, they could. But this is what somebody posed in the question. So, all right, you know, this is like a new thing on the new era is that if you don't win, you don't get your flint.
Yeah.
So Yanu hasn't had flint this entire time. They haven't had fire. And somebody in the comments was like, do we think this is making them at a permanent disadvantage? Because they never have fire, and the team that loses first never seems to be able to recuperate. This has happened the past couple of seasons. It's like one team just epically loses continually. And then they've got to do the swap instead of it being like this team, then this team, this team. Do we think the fire and the flint has anything to do with it?
Probably. They're probably not sleeping.
They're not sleeping. They're not warm. Mm-hmm. And
they have to compete every time.
Yeah.
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 And this might be
they don't get to sit out at all.
This is a dumb question.
Yeah.
They walk back with their...
They're not allowed to have that fire.
Who takes it?
I don't know who takes it.
The producers of the show, people who work on the show, when they leave their camps, they hide idols, and then they also take away the flint if they lose.
No, I'm saying they walk back with your torch. And there's a video of them walking into
She's
camp
saying, like,
with
why
torch.
Can't you use
can't
that fire?
Can't you just use that torch to light a fire?
They probably snuff it.
They're probably like, and you're done. And they snuff it when you get back to camp or make you dip it in the water. I don't know, but you don't get to have it. I know, I've always thought that too. And we get to tribal, and it's very, we all know it's Banu.
Yeah.
He doesn't get to vote because he lost his vote, so he can't even play the shot in the dark, which, do you understand the shot in the dark?
I asked Christian yesterday.
Oh, okay. He explained it?
Yeah.
And so, for everybody out there who doesn't know, you can give up your vote and roll this dice, and you have a 1-in-6 shot of it keeping you safe. No matter how many people on your team, 6 people, 3 people. And last season was the first time it actually ever worked and it was actually a great episode.
So
when
if that person doesn't vote, but now they're safe, who goes home?
They re-vote, or it's whoever gets the second amount of votes. Yeah. Cause it's like, you're safe.
Right.
But in Banu's case, everyone voted for him. He didn't get to vote at all.
It would be so if he hypothetically played a shot in the dark and it worked,
it would be whoever he had voted for.
He didn't vote.
No.
Oh, that's right.
He wouldn't get his
vote. That's right.
They re-vote.
Revote. And the only people you can choose from are those three.
Last season, when the guy did it, everyone voted for him, and there was like 8 people.
Yes. What is his name? Last season, where that
happened. He was good.
Yeah, he was great. It was a perfect episode because they all wanted to get him out. He was darling, and then they had to re-vote because he was like their number one person they were trying to get out. I'm looking at
him. And you just can't vote for him.
You can't vote for him because he saved himself. Wow. Shot in the dark.
Kevin or something, maybe?
No. It is Caleb. And it was perfect. Anyway, they, Jeff's like, this hasn't really happened much, but we all know who we're voting for, right? And they're like, yeah. And like, it's Bonu. And they don't even vote.
Yeah.
They just send him home.
They just say, you did such a good job, Bonu.
Yeah, we love you, Bonu. And then finally he's
so
gone.
So proud of you.
What? To be Tiffany and have Jess, Jelinski, and Bonu be three people in your tribe, are you just screaming internally?
Yeah. It's so frustrating.
It doesn't even feel like they're a tribe. They're just like...
Now they're just three that are hoping to make it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Though. They never get a break on any of the challenges. They have to do every single one.
Just
next week,
marked for death.
We have no idea what's coming. Like, there's just, like, there's some spoilers of just, like, tribe dysfunction, but we don't see anything about switching. So it'd be interesting to find out. And that is Survivor this week.
Is it next. Every episode is two challenges now, or?
I hope.
Yeah, Venus started following me on Instagram.
No, she didn't.
In your dreams. In your dreams,
it's weird.
Venus.
So get your head in the game. Get you and feed you right now.
Oh, you wish. Okay, this is the end of Survivor. We're going to let Christian leave. Ari's going to stay, and we're going to talk about Vanderpump.
What if he wants to talk about Vanderpump?
He doesn't know what's going on.
I don't.
Do you want to hear about it?
We can talk about the new episode of Shogun.
No, I haven't watched it yet.
Okay.
So, okay. All right, we're going to let Christian peace out real quick.
Vanderpump rules.
Vanderpump rules. All right, Ree, you ready for this? Mm-hmm. Ari told me that she will not watch The Valley. How comes?
There's no real reason. I don't like Jax. I don't really care about Kristen anymore. Man. And I don't know who the other people are.
Man, she's still a mess.
Yeah.
Man, she's still a mess. I will tell you there are a couple people that I enjoy, and I will go on it. But first, we've got two episodes of Vanderpump Rules to talk about just real quick. I know you don't really remember what's going on, so I will.
It's just like a nothing season.
It really is. And did you see now? They already shot the reunion, which is kind of early because normally it's a few weeks before the finale. And something happened at the reunion where Lala said it is friendship ending between her and Ariana.
Yeah, I saw that.
And then she posted in her stories last night that she's not friends with Katie right now. Even though they were texting out, what are you going to wear to the reunion? She was like, maybe when I'm like, I don't even know what she wrote, but she basically said like, me and Katie aren't cool right now either. So it's definitely sad. Sheena. And I know, I like when the girls all get along. Okay. The trip has ended. So they're all home now, like home from Tahoe, from that wackadoo trip. And Tom's just like in his kitchen telling Anne about his trip as if she cares at all. Poor Anne. He's like, yeah, we had fights, but there were resolutions. He says he feels optimistic and he's going to go unpack his clothes and his feelings.
And journal.
Oh, I can't stand him. Sheena goes to Lisa's house to talk about like her grief of losing her friendship with Tom. And she brings up Dancing with the Stars again. Mm-hmm. And don't you wish we could just get like a Dancing with the Stars producer on the line? Was she ever on your short list?
Well, I saw a TikTok. It must have been TikTok. Sheena was on some other podcast. Maybe it was her podcast. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. And she said she's friends with the D'Amelio family, Charlie D'Amelio's family. So when Charlie won, she was there. I think Charlie won. She was there and she was backstage and she was talking to the family and then talking to producers. And they said, oh, we've been thinking about you. You'd be perfect for the show. And that's when she started taking dance lessons.
Oh, okay.
And then,
okay.
So she, in her mind, she was going to be picked if all that didn't happen.
She lives in such a world.
We don't know if
she
that's
does.
True.
Yeah. She said she started her dance classes and she throws a very shady comment and says, Ariana has come a long way from being her backup dancer. But Sheena, please.
And then they shot the clip.
Yeah.
Like season one.
Yeah. When they're like dancing on a bar.
Yeah.
Like Sheena, please. Lala and Ariana get coffee and they talk about the trip and Lala says, Ariana, why didn't you stick up for Sheena with the picture in Tahoe? And she says, you need to reassure Sheena. And Ariana says, I know that Sheena can be easily walked all over and she's not down with Sandoval coming down. And we do find out later that, she does leave a comment. She's like, everything I don't want there to be a headline. And Lala's like, tough, stick up your friend. And Ariana does later leave a comment that's like, Sheena's a great friend. They were on a cash trip. Sometimes people ask for pictures. And agreed, it should have been done. Poor Sheena, but also Sheena. Sheena. And then there is a lunch with Katie, Lala, Sheena, and Christina Kelly. And
I forgot about her.
For 5 minutes, I said, what's her name again?
Yeah.
Why is she here? Christina Kelly? What are you doing? Yep. Who are you? And the best part of these episodes with Katie is her face every time Sheena says something she doesn't like.
She cannot keep her straight.
She can't keep her. She is me. Sheena's face. Sheena's saying that Sandoval cried genuine tears, and Katie just looks disgusted. She's just disgusted by it. And Katie's like, I don't want to talk about Tom Sandoval. He turned my husband against me. And I was like, this is so true. This yeah. is like, everyone's like, oh, Katie's so cold. No, Katie had to deal with this bull crap for 12 years. Like a man who hated her and hated her relationship with her husband and was constantly poking holes in it. And
constantly.
I'm team Katie on this one. I've changed my tune on her hair. I think she looks great.
Looks good.
Is looking beautiful. Mm-hmm. I wasn't loving it at first. I think just because it was so different, but I think she's looking great. This is a very strange moment. Tom, they're at Tom. It's Sandoval and Lisa. He's talking about how much he misses Raquel. And Lisa's like, but I did speak to her at length. And she says that some of the things Raquel told me, she's not very happy with you. And Tom's like, what? And he says that she blocked her. And Lisa says later in her confessional that Raquel told her that Tom manipulated her.
Yeah, of course he did.
Which is true. Which is absolutely what happened.
She finally saw it.
Yeah, what it was. After she was in therapy, which I'm glad she's able to like acknowledge that, but also like I don't really care about
Raquel.
Did
you see that she was spilling who knew about the relationship?
No.
Before? She was spilling it on her podcast.
Recently?
Yeah.
Who knew about the relationship while it was going on?
Yeah.
Besides Tom Schwartz?
Who?
Anyone we know?
People I didn't know.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No, like they said one of them is Ariana's friend, walked in on them downstairs in the game room. Oh. They were like cuddling on the floor.
Oh.
One of them is that guy who works for them. I shouldn't have brought it up if I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, go listen.
Okay, it's on her. I don't want to listen. I'm sure I can find a TikTok. I'll find the TikTok clip. Yikes. Lisa goes to Lala's office. Lala says she's rebranding her Give Them Lala. I don't know if it's the makeup or the podcast. I don't know what she's rebranding, but okay. And she tells her, I'm looking for a sperm donor. You can tell Lisa's not into it at all. Like, Lisa's so old school, she's not into it. But it makes sense. She said, I don't want anyone to take the baby away from me.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to share on Christmas. And I said, you go, girl. And we know that. She's pregnant. Did you know that she's pregnant?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. We meet Joe. Schwartz is Joe.
Mm-hmm. We've met her.
Yeah, but this is when we really got to know her.
Yeah.
She's so weird.
She's so weird. And I couldn't tell if it was like
quirky.
Yeah, is it like because she's nervous about being on TV?
Totally.
Or is she just that classic millennial that everyone thinks all millennials are? And she's it. She's Kristen Wiig. She's like,
I wrote, why is she so cringe? But also she and Schwartz, they later on in the scene, they go and drink. So like this is them meeting Allie and James. Yeah. And Allie's like, well, what's going on here? But then they meet. And I said, these two have the same energy. They're both dorks.
Yeah.
So I kind of get how they work because, and she gets a confessional. Did you
see that? Yeah, I did see that.
I was like, well, you got a confessional, Joe. She's interesting. Sandoval shows up when they're with Allie and James, and he tries to give James sunglasses, and Allie's like, it feels like he's trying to buy James.
And James just took them.
Of course he did. I think James still wants his friend back. And
totally wants.
And Allie's like, don't fall for this. And then this is what killed me. The boys dress up to go to a Brazilian steakhouse, a glorified Tecanos, should we say. Mm-hmm. Does everyone know what Tecanos is? It's literally this. It's a steakhouse. You've got a little marker on your table. Green means go, red means stop, and they just bring meat around. And you get the sweats, and you smell. And they're, like, dressed in, like, tuxes. And Sandoval walks in, like, a white tux with his stupid sunglasses inside. And I was like, why are we dressing up for a fancy Tecanos?
Yeah, I was confused by that.
Yeah.
Very confused.
But then I thought to myself,
you used to think Tecanos was nice.
Well, I also one time did dress up to go to the Cheesecake Factory in Ohio.
Everyone did.
For my 17th birthday. And then the girls go to Allie's house to do their birth charts.
I would love Allie to do my birth
chart. Me too.
I know what everything is, but I don't know what anything means.
Same. Like somebody's giving it to me like, I'm a Virgo with a Gemini rising Aquarius moon, whatever it is. I don't know exactly. And I'm like, but what does that mean?
Yeah.
And I would love to know this too. And she says, Sheena, you need to fill your cup before you fill others. And I thought,
there's one person whose cup is full from themselves.
It's Sheena. And they kind of go and, and Katie says in all of her previous life, she was always a male.
Yes.
I said,
it was giving
Erica Jane.
Jane. Stowed away on a ship.
Yes. I was going to say like a pirate on a ship. Oh, gosh. Beverly Hills was so good back in the day. yes, that's exactly what I thought of too. Ariana. So then they start talking about like, hey, do you think like you don't care because you're making millions of dollars? They're talking about this kind of stuff. And Ariana says her finances last March were rough. Before scandal happened, she was down to her last $2,000.
Yikes.
She put in a lot of money into the sandwich shop that's maybe never going to open.
I don't know.
And what was the other thing that she said? It was sandwich shop and something. Oh, her house. The house that she bought with Tom. And so now she's making money. And Lala's like, everybody's just worried about losing you as a friend. And Ariana's not into James being friends with him. Like, she's not into it. And Katie and Lala start to get into a fight about it. And
that made me uncomfortable.
Yeah, they're frightened. Lala says her situation is way worse. I don't know if it is, or maybe it's just because she has a kid, so she's constantly has to be with him, whether she likes it or not. But that's the end of that. So then we go into episode 8. It's called Peaks and Valleys. We have a moment. Katie and Lala are going to dinner to talk about the night before, literally where they got into a fight. And Lala apologizes to Katie. She says she's trying to be more soft while Katie's on a warpath and asks if Katie can just be softer with her. And I want them to be friends. I'm so sad right now knowing that they're not, because I do. When the girls are all good, they're so fun. And Tom is hosting a sexy singles party at the house. Guess who's there?
Billie Lee.
Billie Lee. Billie Lee in all her glory is there. She and girls that he met at Sir. I said, girls, what are you doing? Did you just want to be on TV?
Probably.
They show up in their bikinis, take some shots. They just want to be on TV.
And Schwartz leaves.
Yeah, Schwartz is not having it. He's not into it at all.
That was surprising.
I thought that was surprising too. Probably because he's like, none of these people are his friends. They're just like schmoozers. It's the next day, and Tom tells everybody that Anne has to clean up what he doesn't. And I thought, again, poor Anne. It's disgusting. It's
so gross.
There's like bottles and stuff everywhere.
And he said that's part of her duties.
I'm so glad Anne quit. I am so glad Anne quit. Poor thing. I wrote, poor Anne is cleaning in the background when Sheena comes over to talk to Ariana. And she tells Ariana, like, was I sad? Yes. Did I cry when you got Dancing with the Stars? Yes. And Ariana's like, but now I'm supportive.
Right.
And I just, I don't know. I don't have friendships like that, so I don't understand it. I mean, like, can you put yourself in Sheena's shoes at all?
No. No. I don't think that way.
I know. But she does say, if years from now, what would Ariana do if I'm friends with Sandoval? And Ariana's like, she's setting this up because she wants to be friends with him again. Yeah. She wants to plant the seeds. And she's not wrong. She's not wrong. Then they have the first time all of the group is at a bar together. So they all go to a bar, and then Tom and Katie and Ariana come later. Mm-hmm. I don't know what bar it was. Sandoval's there. They're all there. And Lala says, Ariana's here to reclaim her friends from Tom. And I said, that's very true. She's
if
like,
she doesn't go, then they're not going to, she's not going to be on TV with them.
Yeah.
She's not going to be out doing things with, if she doesn't go.
And Sandoval is just taking them back piece by piece. And Sandoval tells Katie he likes her hair at the bar. Sandoval's so stupid.
He also gave her a compliment when she was in the kitchen. Is that later?
Yes. That was later when she's at the house to set up for the other party.
Yeah, but that just feels...
He tells her that she looks good, and she's like, okay. The girls go outside to chat, and Allie tells them that she met Joe and that she's quirky, and Katie's like, don't like her. Don't like her at all. She moved in with Tom, like, right after the divorce. And, of course, there's another fight. It's between Sheena and Sandoval. She says, take your ego out of it. Take some responsibility. And he screams, it's not an ego thing. And I'm like, oh, okay. And he storms out. So then they're having a party the next day. Katie comes over to help Ariana. Tom comes down to apologize to Katie. She's not having it. He says, give me a little bit of grace. And she says, no. It's true. It's how many years that she hasn't liked him. Like, she just not going to miraculously start forgiving him.
It had nothing to do with this scandal. She never liked
him. She never liked him. And he never liked her. Literally never.
Never.
Sandoval shows his journal to Schwartz and cries in his closet. And says he's being treated like Scott Peterson.
Yes.
The analogies that this man come between George Floyd and now Scott Peterson. Mm-hmm.
And Schwartz goes... Didn't he kill his wife? And Tom goes, allegedly. And Schwartz can't even control his reaction.
Yeah. Did you actually know that the Innocence Project did open his case back up?
No.
The LA Innocence Project?
They think he's innocent?
the LA Innocence Project said there's, I guess, there was like a burglary across the street that had happened that day or something. I'm very team Scott Peterson is guilty, but it will be interesting to see what they have enough to open the case. Okay, then we have a very, very end clip, and it was chaotic and insane and made me sick to my stomach all the same time. Boys are having dinner. Jax Taylor shows up. It's a promo for The Valley, just like on Vanderpump Rules. I mean, just as Beverly Hills transitioned into Vanderpump Rules, this is how we're transitioning into The Valley. Jax shows up to have dinner, and Short says in his confessional, Jax and Tom are not friends anymore because they're both egomaniacs who are jealous of other people.
They're both the number one guy in the group.
Yeah, and I wrote, Jax triggers me so hard. Do you know who he reminds me of?
Yes.
Ugh. But also, the second he shows up, he's just a douchebag.
Totally, but I like him more than Tom.
Okay, because I actually wrote, this is the only time I've ever felt for Sandoval because I hate Jax so much.
No. I mean, Jax is the worst, but so is Tom.
Two different kinds of worst.
Jax in this situation knows that he never did anything as bad as Tom. I know.
He had relations with Faith.
I know. I was going back and forth because he's like, I owned up to it. Well, you got caught.
You got caught. And it was on TV.
Yeah. Yes. And then it just happened that Brittany stayed with you.
And we know now that they're separated.
Yeah.
And so.
I know. I take it back. But no one is worse than Tom in my head.
Well, and also Tom's in like a chevron print. And I wish he wasn't wearing that because it doesn't help his case. It doesn't go well at all. He's like, you're talking about me on the podcast. Yeah. And Jax's like, the whole world's talking about you, buddy. And Jax calls him a disgrace. And I did watch The Valley so that I could talk about things. So The Valley has Kristen and her boyfriend, Luke. And the storyline is that they're trying for a baby.
Oh.
Luke lives in Colorado 90% of the time. But he's living in LA for the summer. Then you have Jax and Brittany who live in The Valley. And then it's some of their friends, which I don't know why Brittany's face is always like in a perma frown. Just watch her, the way she talks. But immediately in this first episode, I'm reminded of how much I cannot stand Jax Taylor. He pulls down a guy's swimsuit at his own party, and he's not wearing anything underneath it. And the guy's wife cries. She's so sad. That's so embarrassing for him. And I'm like, this is Jax in a nutshell. So you have Kristen, you have Jax. And then they have friends named Danny and Nia. And those are my favorite. Danny's the one whose pants got pulled down, and Nia is his wife. She just had twins. She's darling. She was Miss USA in 2014. And I said, Naya's quickly going to realize that she is much better than Jax Taylor. Yeah. So having this, she's going to be like, why am I hanging out with trash? So you have those two. They have three kids under two. And Jax is like, he's always telling us that he's got three kids under two. I'm like, Jax, why do you care? They have this party at the end that they're throwing for their friend Janet, it's her birthday and she's pregnant. It's like a fair theme. It's so cute. And Jax just like, he's always so negative the whole time. Then you have Jesse and Michelle, another couple. Sounds like they're going to have marriage issues already. They have one daughter. They talk about how they're not happy and that their like relationship has been on the rocks since they have kids. They're also cute. This is my favorite couple. This is Jason and Janet. And I think Danny Pellegrino said on his podcast that he's friends with Jason and really likes him. They're darling. They've been married like 5 years. She's about to have her first baby. They seem very cute. He seems very sweet, like a very sweet husband, not Jax Taylor. And then you have Jasmine, who was on The Bachelor. Do you remember her? Then she was like a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. But she used to work at Sir.
What season was that?
She worked at Sir?
No, that she was on The Bachelor.
Oh, whose season from The Bachelor was she? Look it up. Jasmine Good with an E. Whose season? I want to say maybe it was Colton's season. But she used to work at Sir, and she's there. She's not in a relationship with anybody, but she's there as like a friend of. Because Brittany's best, like, gay best friend from Kentucky, Zach, is there. So Zach and Jasmine are, like, the two single friends who are there for, like, a laugh and to be, like, the support and stuff. You see Lala and Sheena at this party, so I don't know if they'll be popping in. But the promos make it very clear that Jax and Brittany are having a hard time. And they said that on Vanderpump Rules, like, there are rumors that Jax has been cheating.
The rumors.
And we know that. He's scum and she's moved out and now they've got to do
Nick.
Oh, Nick season, long time ago. Nick Vial, right? Vial. Anyway.
Interesting.
I actually enjoyed it more than I thought it would. I think it's because we need some new fresh drama, whereas like Vanderpump Rules, when they brought in new people, it didn't work. But these are all new dynamics, and Kristen is just as unhinged as ever.
I can't do it.
And Jax keeps talking about how she can't have a baby. You can't have a baby. You don't know what you're doing. And I'm, what are you, why are you worrying about it, Jax? He's like, she's 40. She doesn't know what she's doing. She goes through men. And I'm like, this is not your problem. I feel like you should watch it. Anyway, that's all the Valley. We will briefly cover it. Thank you so much for listening to the episode this time, guys. If you want to follow on Instagram, it's The Salty Housewife for the podcast. It's Rosie and Life for my personal. I always appreciate when you share with your friends. Leave me comments, ask questions, all the things. And I know that the filming is still going on for Salt Lake, and I have heard that it is a great season, that the fighting right now is between Whitney and Lisa. That's the main source of drama. And that the three new girls are very fun. So.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Should we have like a premiere party?
Oh, that would be fun.
Where should we? Okay, we'll talk about it. Where should we do it? Snacks, a big movie
charcuterie,
all different kinds of charcuteries. We should have a premiere party for sure. Because I am dreaming of the day that Salt Lake is back on our TV screens. And it probably won't even be until like September. So, yeah. Okay. Thanks for listening, guys. And I will see you guys next week. Thanks, Ari, for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. Love you. Bye.